Good morning, guys. Good morning. Good morning. Come on up this way, everybody. All right. Crowded steps this morning. Okay. Now, I want to ask you guys something. If I asked somebody to get up and walk around the baptismal font, you think they could do it? Yeah? Okay. Anybody want to try that? All right, let's see it, Gavin. Come on. I want you to get up and walk around the baptismal font, go all the way around it twice, and come back and sit down. I want to see if you can manage it. Okay, he did a pretty good job, didn't he? Give him a hand, guys. Let's give him a hand. Okay, very good. All right, now, I want to see if somebody else can do it. Mason, you want to try? Okay, stand up. Now, here's the catch. I need you to do it with your eyes closed. No, wait a minute. Sit down for just a minute, okay? Gavin, how did you know how to walk around the baptismal font twice? How did you know how to do that? Walking is easy, but how did you know where the baptismal font was? Could you see it? Oh, you could. Okay. So what if you had to do it with your eyes closed? How would you do that? That'd be pretty hard, right? Okay, Mason, come down here. I want to see if you can try it. All right, close your eyes. Let's hold your hand over because I got to have no peek in here. Hold your hand over them too. All right? Mason, I'm going to help you, all right? Okay, Mason, come to the sound of my voice. Come towards me, come towards me, come towards me, come towards me. Yep, keep coming right towards me. Right this way, okay. this way, keep coming. All right, you're going in a circle now. That's pretty good. Are you peeking? All right, come towards me, come towards me, come towards me. All right, this is good. We're walking, we're walking, we're walking, we're walking, we're walking, we're walking. Stop. Okay, no, I'm just playing. Keep coming. Come towards me, come towards me, come towards me, come towards me. Okay, you're done. Uncover your eyes. Give Mason a hand. Okay, Mason, how did you know where to go? It wasn't your eyes, was it? How did you know where to go?
Because you were helping me.
I was helping you, and what were you, how was I helping you?
Guiding me.
Guiding you? Yeah, I was telling you things, and you were hearing them, right? So you could hear my voice, and that's what was helping you get around. My voice was helping you know where you were and where you needed to go. Yeah. We are going to hear a lesson today about Jesus being the good shepherd. Can you guys repeat that? Say, good shepherd.
Good shepherd.
Now I want you to repeat, Jesus is the good shepherd. Try that. Jesus is the good shepherd. Yeah, great. And even the hand motions you guys got. That's awesome. Jesus is the good shepherd, and you know what that means? That means that Jesus calls out to us, and we follow, just like a shepherd calls out, and the shepherd's sheep follow. Does anybody have a dog at their house? Sometimes if you call your dog, does the dog come? Yeah, like the dog hears you calling, right, and then comes. That's the way it works. Shepherds lead their sheep a lot like we sometimes lead dogs. They call to them, and the sheep hear their voice, and the sheep follow. Jesus is our shepherd, the good shepherd, which means Jesus calls out to us, and we follow Jesus. Now, how do you think we hear Jesus? Is it with our ears? It might be sometimes, but maybe not always. Yeah. With our hearts, that's right, because God gives us the ability to know right from wrong, and sometimes we follow Jesus with our hearts. I hope you guys all have at your house a Bible, and I think most of you do. You've got an adventure Bible. Okay. Jesus calls to us, and we hear Jesus in the Bible. And the other way that Jesus leads us and calls to us and we listen is through our parents who teach us about God, and through Sunday school teachers and people at church who teach us about God, coming to worship on Sunday mornings. These are all ways that Jesus, the Good Shepherd, calls to us and leads us and we follow. So this week, I want you guys to really have your listening ears on, and maybe your parents can help you look for ways in your life that Jesus might be speaking to you. And you might hear him in your ears, but it might be your parents teaching you about God, or it might be reading a Bible story, or it might be in your heart where Jesus teaches us right from wrong, right? It could be any of those ways. So parents, that's sort of your homework too this week, is help them to listen. Can you guys do your part to listen? Okay, wonderful. Can you guys pray with me now? Repeat after me. Jesus, you are our shepherd. Help us to follow you. Amen. Wonderful. Thank you, guys. Okay, so now, Children's Church, if you're going to Children's Church, is going to be going that way. And if you want to go, you can line up at the door, or you can head back, and you're always welcome to stay and sit with your parents.